Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 54. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25. Tonight, clear skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Overcast skies Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Mid-20s Saturday, upper teens by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 26.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In a unanimous vote to the Pittsburgh City Commission, they've approved a conditional use permit for an in-home daycare. It's been the center of controversy in one neighborhood. Julio Flores has more.
At yesterday's City Commissioners meeting, the conditional use permit for Play to Learn Childcare was a top agenda item. In-home daycare is allowed in residential areas in Pittsburgh, requiring a conditional use permit that is recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission and approved by the City Commission. But when the conditional use permit was discussed at a Planning and Zoning meeting in December, several neighbors came to voice their disapproval and concerns. That has been overruled by the City Commission approving the permit. I'm Lou Flores.
The Kansas Department of Commerce announced Wednesday that a company providing aviation services in South Central Kansas will expand and add jobs. AAR Corporation will invest up to $9.5 million to add 100,000 square feet to its workspace in Wellington, plus 100 new jobs. They hope to begin with the expanded capacity in April. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions, so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly delivered her State of the State address Wednesday night, and Kelly's 7th address as governor listed key achievements during her time in office that includes economic development, balanced state budgets, and fully funded public education. Governor Kelly also spoke to what she wants to accomplish in her final 2 years in office, and that includes state funding to pay for school lunches for low-income students, additional action on water, and Medicaid expansion. However, the Democratic governor could face obstacles to achieving some of her goals as Kansas legislators start the 2025 session with a stronger Republican supermajority. Lawmakers in both parties are speaking about property taxes. However, the governor has cautioned against more tax cuts following the package passed last year that totals $2 billion in cuts over 5 years. Addressing taxes during Wednesday night's address, Kelly said she'd prefer that the legislator wait before taking more action after last year's cuts, but she will consider plans that pay for themselves and don't impact financial stability. The governor's full budget proposal will come out today, Thursday, January 16th, and this comes as the legislature is moving forward with its own budget introduced this week. Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover delivered the Republican response, saying the legislature and Governor Kelly have worked mainly in a bipartisan fashion, but the GOP will pursue its goals around property tax relief and simplifying the tax code. He said another priority includes following in the footsteps of the new Trump administration and looking at government efficiency. Masterson also talked about continuing efforts around limiting foreign land ownership, abortion, and transgender issues. A Hays man was arrested in Russell on multiple domestic violence charges after an alleged disturbance involving his wife. Deputy Hays Police Chief Brian Dawson reported that 52-year-old Douglas Leon Ray Abel, who has a criminal history, allegedly choked and shoved his wife on January 11th. Dawson said Abel's wife managed to escape and report the incident from a different location in Hays on January 12th. Abel was located and arrested by authorities later that day in Russell, and he was transported and booked into the Ellis County Jail on alleged aggravated sexual battery, aggravated domestic battery, and criminal threat. According to Dawson, Abel denied the allegations. However, evidence such as visible bruises on his wife resulted in his arrest, and he is reported to have been drinking alcohol during the incident. If you are a victim of domestic violence, you can walk into an options office at 2716 Plaza in Hayes or 1480 West 4th in Colby. You can call Options 24-hour helpline at 1-800-794-4624 or text HOPE to the number 847-411. The Options website, help4abuse.org, offers a live chat option or video conference with an advocate, and the website has a safe escape button that allows you to close out of the website and erase your cookies quickly, so anyone on the computer after you cannot see that you have been on the website. Options also has a free app for Android and Apple devices called My Mobile Options. Information about the 2025 Kansas Legislature and legislative session is only an email, online chat, or phone call away on the legislative hotline for Kansas at 1-800-432-3924. Kansas's legislative hotline is a trustworthy resource for state residents with questions about the Kansas legislature, and it is staffed by professional reference and research librarians. Kansans are encouraged to call the legislative hotline to learn who their legislators are and to access their legislative contact information, check the status and history of bills, understand the legislative process, locate historical information, and other inquiries related to Kansas government. State Librarian Ray Walling said it's critical for Kansans to have access to accurate and timely information about state government and issues that matter to them most. And by using the legislative hotline, Kansans can be assured they will get the information they need from a trusted source, trained librarians from their state library. Kansas residents can connect with the legislative hotline by phone at 1-800-432-3924, by online chat at library.ks.gov/chat, and by email at infodesk@ks.gov. Live assistance is available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and messages left by voicemail or email are promptly returned on the next business day. Additionally, Kansans can engage in real-time conversations with librarians through the Ask a Librarian service at library.ks.gov/chat. In Nebraska news, a Grand Island couple have been arrested after police say the man sexually assaulted multiple people at his business. Grand Island police reported that officers arrested Terry Rawlings on Friday and Flora Gonzalez Rawlings on Saturday after an investigation was started when a woman told an officer about multiple sexual assaults. According to police, four victims eventually provided information on assaults dating back to July 2023. A news release said an officer was talking with a victim during an unrelated incident and Rawlings came up behind her and purposefully touched her inappropriately. Later, multiple other women made reports about being sexually assaulted, and officers were also told that one victim was just 11 years old and had reported being touched sexually at Rawlings' business, TA Latino Check Cashing. Rawlings is charged with four counts of third-degree sexual assault, two counts of sexual assault of a child, and child abuse. Gonzalez Rawlings is charged with three counts of tampering, as victims told police that she was aware of multiple sexual assaults at the business and told the victims not to call police. Nebraska police are investigating an early Wednesday morning machete attack in North Lincoln. At around 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday, officers were sent to the area of North 27th and W Streets in North Lincoln on a report of an assault and robbery. The Lincoln Police Department reported that a man had borrowed a vehicle from an acquaintance and was meeting to return it to him. And when he got out of the van, a man pulled out a rusty machete and swung it at the victim. The victim's left elbow was cut, and the assailant also sprayed the victim's face with a can of mace or something similar. He was taken to the hospital to be treated for the cut on his arm. The attacker has been described as a man in his 50s, wearing a sweater and pants, driving a red Chevy van. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
An Ellis County man has been arrested in connection with the alleged theft of a vehicle from Auto World in Hayes. Deputy Hayes Police Chief Brian Dawson reported that surveillance footage from the dealership located at 722 East 8th Street showed a suspect stealing a black and gold 2011 Dodge Ram pickup in July of 2024, valued at $19,495. Dawson said a tip from January 3rd led to the arrest of 19-year-old Jaden Drayvon Sellers, alleged to be the person identified in the surveillance footage. According to Dawson, Sellers refused to answer during questioning and was booked into the Ellis County Jail on January 8th for alleged felony property theft. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects. The letting took place December 18, 2024 in Topeka, and some of the bids may include multiple projects that have been bundled based on proximity and type of work. Projects in Northwest District 3 include, in Cheyenne County, U.S. 36, Bridge No. 12 over the Republican River, located 0.37 miles east of the U.S. 36 K-27 West Junction for a bridge repair. In Norton County, K-9 from the U.S. 283 K-9 East Junction east to the Phillips-Norton County line, a milling and overlay of 12.7 miles. Also in Norton County, K-383 from the Decatur-Norton County line northeast to the U.S. 36 K-383 West Junction, a milling and overlay of 13.6 miles. Sheridan County, K-23 Bridge No. 19 over the North Fork Solomon River, located 3.22 miles south of the K-123 K-23 Junction for a bridge replacement. In Thomas County, U.S. 83 from the end of the 10-foot shoulders north to the U.S. 24, U.S. 83 junction for a milling and overlay of 8 miles. And statewide, U.S. 283 in Norton County from the U.S. 283 K-9 West Junction north to Washington Street in Norton, and U.S. 283 in Graham County from 0.643 miles south of the South City limits of Hill City north to the north side of Prout Street, a milling and overlay of 15.7 miles. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on January 6th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 1 p.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission discussed the complaint filed on Road F after the complainant called stating that there were several large rocks that needed to be removed after the gravel was reclaimed. The commission said they will pass the complaint to the road department. A letter was delivered to the commission with changes made in the 2025 property coverage, and the major change to property coverage will be structural roofing. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission on options for gravel. Terry stated that the county has few options and most are expensive when considering hauling and labor. Terry then stated that he is working to find possible stockpile locations to make transport easier. Terry also spoke with the commission about mechanic work and contacts with Acres John Deere dealership from Oberlin, and he stated that they have been very good to work with. Chairman Beidler spoke with Terry about a billing received on the backhoe, and Terry reported that the bill was for repairs that were not covered under the warranty. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until January 13th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili or chef salad with cinnamon rolls, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley School, your lunch today will be cook's choice. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 54 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 25 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Friday, there's going to be increasing clouds with a high near 50, and it will be breezy with a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 14 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Friday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be partly sunny with a high near 24. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 18. On Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 13. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 30. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Currently, with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.25. The dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 19 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs cornerback Jalen Watson broke his fibula back in October and has been out ever since, but he was a full participant in practice on Tuesday, and fellow corner Trent McDuffie's talked about what he's seen from him on the practice field.
It's huge. I mean, Jalen's one of those guys in this DB room that has a lot of energy. You know, when you see him on the practice field, he's dancing, he's smiling. So great to get guys coming back from injury, whether it's been 2 weeks or 2 months. I think he's doing really well.
Safety Justin Reed has also chimed in on what he's seen in the recovery effort from Watson.
He's been grinding away. You can tell the work that he's put in this this recovery period for him, because he's been on the field and he's been flying around. And he's looked really good. So I'm excited for him to be back and glad that it wasn't something that has held him back too much.
Watson would need to be activated to the roster from the injured reserve prior to Saturday's game against the Texans. That's slated for 3:30 p.m. You can watch that on ABC and ESPN. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The mud, the slush, the muck, yuck. You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at valleyvet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dryshod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You will like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. With styles for men, women, and kids, dryshod the whole family at valleyvet.com or try them on in Valley Vet store. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.